was a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 28th of February 2012. For newcomers, make sure you use the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and there's hundreds and hundreds of audios for free download there, where hopefully once you've wrapped your way through them, you'll understand the system you've been born into, the system that does so much to, through media and entertainment, to distract you from the reality of the actual system, the big system that's global and runs the whole world. And I go into the histories of the organizations that all came together a long time ago to form this this new world order, as they like to call it, with themselves naturally always to be in charge of it and their offspring to be in charge of it forever, basically. And how they'd use the public and science, and today they call it neuroscience, the psychology, there's all that stuff involved in it, where they basically design for every generation a particular culture for them and train them literally from kindergarten onwards for the society that they'll grow up and live in. And so they're already prepared for it. So it's that exact between the generations for the training program. So help yourself with that. Number two, you can help me keep going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, because I don't bring on advertisers as guests, and I don't have shares or ownership of anything at all that's being sold, except for the books and discs I've got at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. So from the US to Canada, you can purchase using a personal check, remember, and you can use an international postal money order from your post office. You can use PayPal, and some people just send cash. And across the world, you've got Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. What I do is try to chronicle the events as we go through them, because literally we're so well managed. There's no real opposition to the scientific system. I think Orwell called it, and Huxley too, basically a sort of scientific dictatorship of the mind. And there's no real opposition to it. Lots of opposition which arises is actually started up by the ones who run the whole system. Why wait for real ones to start up when you can put your own guys there first? And they'll say all the right things and lead you in circles, and your generation passes, nothing happens. That's the Pied Piper syndrome that they often give us. And I've done this for centuries, too. This has come out so much in union movements, and labor movements, where they had the top union officials eventually work for the big bosses and still said all the right things to the people, all the right things that they wanted to hear. And, of course, nothing ever changed. So the technique of always making sure that they supply the leaders for the public is well done. It's more well done than ever before. It's incredible, actually. But that's the world you live in. And I've often likened waking up to, as I say, coming out of a tunnel into a field, and you see the trees on the other side. You want to get into those trees, but on your way there, you've got all these different signs saying, come here, here's the truth, it's over here. And there's another one over there saying the same thing. And there's a minefield to go through, all designed to blow your head up, basically, with nonsense or diversions or aliens are doing it and all that kind of stuff. And it works awfully well with a lot of people, especially the younger ones, too. So you've got to beware of all that kind of stuff, because the elites have been out there ruling the world for an awful long time, an awful, awful long time. You go into the ancient history, it's no different than the day. Kings had their top advisors to advise them on how to handle the general public, how to get more taxes out of the general public, how to make the public work harder for them, and etc. These are old, old sciences that have never been lost. They're better than ever than before today. So I'll touch on that tonight when I come back from this break.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hi folks, I'm back cutting through the matrix. We have it in our heads, basically, that men who lived 100, 200 years ago, even 1,000 years ago, were somehow simple and rather stupid compared to us. We, after all, we're on the cutting edge, you know, we know all about science and all that kind of stuff. So we think they're kind of simple, but we're really dumber than they were. We're really a true hour dumber. I mean, the IQ is dropping. Lots of other bodily changes are happening in males and females too, mind you. We're being bioengineered very quickly, too. But we still have it in our head that we're somehow on the cutting edge of progress, this strange word progress that no one ever defines. And it's just an agenda, basically. But we also think that every generation is taught to think that they're special, they're better than ones that before them, even by a few years. And simply because if your ego gets so pumped up, you really try and start to believe it, and you won't listen to anyone who's a 2 or 3 year or even 5 years older than yourself. That was all intentional, according to the Communist Manifesto. The separation of the generations was essential, but also the separation of even the children from the parents' generation, so they would never listen to their parents. And once again, we have Lord Bertrand Russell talking about this in detail, how they would do that. Scientific indoctrination, even at kindergarten, would override any input of morality that the parents, who were contaminated, he said, contaminated with old-fashioned ideas and morals, would have no effect on the children, as long as they could get them for 3 or 4 hours per day. And, of course, they even thought at one point, and Russell goes through this too, along with Julian Huxley, they all knew each other, these guys, about the necessity, perhaps, they were tossing between, should we remove all children from the parents when they're born, and that way they're definitely won't get contaminated, and the state would bring them up. But they found out with scientific indoctrination, as I say, that the children would be taught to completely ignore their parents. And that's what we've had for many years. They don't listen at all to the parents. And then they put other little things in, too, so that the parents couldn't even bond closer with their children doing homework, especially in the area of mathematics. So they would change methods of arriving to the same conclusions and same answers on things. And, of course, the child would say, well, that's not how we do it. We've got to do it this way. And then the parent would feel rather useless, and the child would discover with the parent. It's worked awfully, awfully well. And John Taylor Gatto, in his books, went through a lot of this stuff. It was this deliberate dumbing down of the children, really. And so did Charlotte Isbury. They both put out great books on this process. It was all deliberate to separate the generations. And then the state, you understand, the state was always to give the new morality to the children, which has been awfully successful with, too. But you get books, if you go into old books, to do with this topic on morality. And, of course, you go into that area in to the 18th century and 19th century of religion. Because, whether you like it or not, the fact is most of the morality you were given and everyone knew was from religion. You didn't need all the cults you have today because everybody in an area knew the basic rules. It's all quite simple, really. But the new morality had to change all that and disrupt all that to bring in a brave new world type of system. So what you got is the state taking over from the parents, as I say, the parents having contaminated ideas. That is the term they actually use still today. It came from the Soviet system and communism. But you find that they now have bioethics teachers in schools. Now, bioethics teachers are simply the new, same old people dressed up as something else, but it's eugenics, plain and simple. Because now, you see, as this world goes into its true new world order, where you're an economic unit with so much of a lifespan and so much production and so much taxes to pay, that's the only function you have, according to those at the top, you see. And eugenics comes into play very, very heavily with it. And the next step after this one is, of course, transhumanism, where they want to bring in all kinds of new workers, very much like Brave New World, eventually leading to exogenesis, where they can literally alter the genes, the sperm, and the ovum outside the bodies and have an artificial womb and give birth to a child that way. So they'll re-engineer children. They have to talk wildly about this in all the scientific circles at the top. It's the big in thing right now. That's where they're heading with it. But at the moment, you have to get very confused so none of you object to it. You see? So they bring in these guys that call themselves bioethicists. And ethics, of course, is just morality. Morality, according to the big boys, is plastic. It's elastic. You can twist it, turn it, stretch it. And in other words, you can do anything you want with the public, and you can train them to do so. And unfortunately, by looking around you, it's actually true. You can. You can do that, especially if you get the children very young and simply feed the desires of a child at a certain age. It's like saying to a child who's five, walking past the checkout counter, it's okay to grab all the candies you want, and that's what they'll go for. When they're a bit older, after puberty, they'd even get them before puberty now into this, but after puberty, you tell them they're going to have as much sex as they want. It's state mandated. Don't worry, we'll supply all the condoms. We'll take care of the problems through medicine. Just have a good time. And that's what they do at that age too, you see. So morality can be really skewed to serve the masters of the world, and we've never had our own a natural system probably for thousands of years. Certainly not since money came into it in its form. Although money, coin money, is only about 800 BC, that's when it really made its mark. But there's an article today, and it's from Australia, and it's from New South Wales, for those who don't know where that is, because you probably only know that because we haven't bombed them yet. You know, that's one time we learn places, it's when we bomb places now. It says, a parliamentary inquiry into school ethics classes took a bizarre turn yesterday as touchy topics such as having sex with animals, euthanizing disabled children, and cannibalism were discussed. You see, this is the new morality for the children. They get moral relativity rather than have the old-fashioned ideas from their parents, like you take care of your own and you'll anybody die and you'll you'll even spend your own life trying to save one of them if it comes to that. That's the old-fashioned morality. You know? As says Conservative New South Wales Liberal MP David Clark asked parents for ethics volunteer and ethics program coordinator. I like how everything's for number four ethics now. Everything's for, they can't say four anymore. Eh? Parents for ethics volunteer. That's the four pillars, of course, four square, you know, of the lodge. Volunteer and ethics program coordinator at Sydney's Randwick Public School, Catherine Suttle, whether she approved of the views of bioethicist Peter Singer's philosophy. Peter Singer goes around trying to be get notoriety wherever he goes to get the agenda forward. This is all the stuff that we condemn the Nazis for doing, you understand. They called it racial hygiene when they would bump off all the children declared as unfit. And so anyway, they asked her whether she approved of the views of the bioethicist Peter Singer's philosophy, because he was talking to the children. When she said she did not know much about Professor Singer, Mr. Clark then asked, "You're aware that he has justified sexual relations between humans and animals?" And Miss Suttle, who appeared startled by the question, replied, "No." She should go into politics. Mr. Clark then asked Miss Suttle if she was aware of Professor Singer's views about the euthanasia of disabled children. Is that really relevant? Miss Suttle responded, not too subtly. Anyway, you would understand that in a course on ethics, these sort of matters may be raised by your volunteers, Mr. Clark said. Miss Suttle replied, "I don't think those sorts of issues are raised." Cannibalism was also brought up to challenge how ethics teachers deal with the questions and whether it's right or wrong when discussing it with children. So, you see, these are fairly common articles now because we're well into this whole idea of moral relativity. It's all relative, you see. It's how you view the particular situation at the time. And again, it's a new type of what they pretend is philosophy, but it's not philosophy because philosophy is almost an exercise in logic, and it must always come to the same answer if you have the same problem given to you, if you work through philosophy. So that's how children are brought up today, you know, if there's three or four in a boat and one dies, you're going to eat the other one, and so on, you know. Nobody thinks about fishing or anything, but this is how they're taught to view humanity. You see, we must be trained that human life isn't worth very much. And this is how they get it through your heads. That's the idea of it. That's why every government across the planet now is bringing in euthanasia. It's far cheaper for them to give you a pill than give you treatment. If you're elderly, or they claim you've got an incurable disease, or something like that, it's to do with economics. It's cheap. You see, that's all you are. Your only job on this planet is to work and pay lots of taxes. And they've got lots of more taxes lined up for you over the next 20 years or so. That's basically it. But anyway, these bioethicists, or eugenicists is a proper term for them, just like David Suzuki, who said there's different kinds. All people, he says, all people are just maggots, he says. But there's different kinds of maggots. There's four classes of them. He says the ones at the top are the important ones. And what they poop out basically comes down, and the ones below them feed on their poop. And then there's two classes at the bottom that feed on nothing but poop. That was the great David Suzuki, the geneticist himself, who does all the furry animal happy shows on television and tells you to, freeze to death in the winter to save the world. They're all eugenicists under all their different guises, and never, ever forget it. And they're going for your children's brains, and they've done an awful good job of it too. Now, you bring that into this article here, and this comes out every year too, the same kind of article, is trial balloons partially, to see how much, they do their polls right away to see how the people take the story. And then, of course, they reorganize it for the next year and go a bit further with it too. And it trains you that it's coming. Subconsciously, you're getting trained it's coming so that you're familiar with the idea. But it says, ethicists argue for post-birth abortions. And I've got three different articles on that. I'll put them all up tonight. But isn't the first time they've come out again with these ethics professionals, supposedly, talking about, well, you're not a person until you're 3 years old. That's from the Talmud, by the way. I don't know why they bring that into it. Back with more after this break.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now. Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all of that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix, talking about eugenicists and their new terminology. Of course, they're calling themselves ethicists. Ethicists, you see. Anybody could claim to be an ethicist. But it says here, in the Journal of Medical Ethics, two ethicists argue plainly for the killing of babies post-birth. They're not hedging their bets, they're saying it plain and simple, and I, for one, thank them for it. This is Alberto Giobellini and Francesca, which is a name like Minerva, Francesca Minerva, who's kidding who, associated respectively with Monash University in Melbourne, Australia, and with the Oxford Uhiro Centre for Practical Ethics in the UK, wrote a piece called After Birth Abortion, Why Should the Baby Live? That's infanticide, you understand. So in the abstract, that's available for free at the site, it says. It says, abortion is largely accepted, even for reasons that do not have anything to do with the fetus's health. By showing that, one, both fetuses and newborns do not have the same moral status as actual persons. Two, the fact that both are potential persons is morally irrelevant. And three, adoption is not always in the best interest of actual people. The authors argue that what we call after-birth abortion, killing a newborn, should be permissible in all the cases where abortion is, including cases where the newborn is not disabled. And it says, here's the thing, they're right. If you accept their premises, they're absolutely right. The second we allow ourselves to become the arbiters of who is human and who isn't, this is calamitous yet inevitable end. Once you say all human life is not sacred, the rest is just drawing random lines in the sand. And that's a fact. This is when they pushed abortion through. I says the next one will be the elderly, and that's happened since then too. Because you've taken one pillar down, it's easier to knock the rest down. You've weakened the whole structure. going on from there. It's always the same system, whether you want to call it Nazi, whatever you want to call it, the same system. It's socialism, which is run by the bankers, actually. So profit and loss, and they want to get rid of what they call the dead loss. An ethicist's job is like a magician's. The main job of both is to distract you from the obvious. The magician uses sleight of hand to pretend to make people disappear, but when ethicists do it, people disappear for real. Now, I've told you before that in hospitals, and they're copying the British system everywhere, you go in and they're sizing you up immediately for your status in the community. Are you important to your community, you see? And how old are you is another thing too. And how much have you left to contribute to society? And that's how they weigh up whether they're going to treat you or not. And what kind of treatment you're going to get, if any at all, or just hand you the euthanasia pill. And I'm not kidding. It says these two ethicists seem to draw the distinction I've seen elsewhere of self-awareness. But isn't that a sliding scale? Isn't that a bit of a judgment call? Doesn't this also put the crosshairs on the mentally disabled or those who have suffered brain injuries? Well, of course it does. But they throw around this term potential person like it's a real thing, as if it's a science. But there's no such thing as potential persons. It's anti-science. There's defenseless people. Maybe that's what they mean. In fact, isn't that really the point? There's defenseless people and indefensible ethicists, you see. And so that's one of the articles on it. Another one in the Journal of Medical Ethics is pretty much the same. It says, so if a woman has a mixed racial affair, this is a reply to it, she and her same race husband should be able to prevent gossip and embarrassment by killing the baby. And then it says here, one other example of many could give in a Journal of Medical Ethics also published an article claiming that scientists should be able to remove the kidneys from people diagnosed with PBS, denigrated as merely living cadavers. And that's how the term broke down, you're a living cadaver. And transplant in pig organs in the place of their own organs to test the safety of pig to human xenotransplantation. And it isn't just the Journal of Medical Ethics. Look at all the so-called respectable bioethics journals that have published outright advocacy to allow doctors to kill for organs. Now, to children who've been through school being taught by these ethicists and these bioethicists or eugenicists, none of this will faze them because they've been through all before with their moral relativity classes, you see. And moral relativity is a simple way of taking a normal human being with innate natural responses to life in general and warping it until they've created the creature that they want. Someone who says, yeah, I guess you can kill them and save this other one over here and all that stuff. And before you know it, humanity itself has been denigrated down to a very low position. That's the point of it all. That's the point of it all. No doubt about it. And we're way into this now. We're way into that. Understand? You understand, when he said that the parents should not pass on their old morality to their children, and they called them contaminated people, that your old morality is actually contamination, they have now contaminated your children, and your children are the ones who are going to euthanize you without a thought. Do you understand that? There's a mind behind all this. This isn't evolution of some farcical science. It's definitely farcical, but it's very clever too. It knows where it's heading, and it knows how to get there. And there's a very big purpose for it too. And the United Nations will be overjoyed with any positive responses to these articles that they get in. Well, there's too many of you. What they mean, there's too many of the wrong kind of you. That's what they mean. And we're right into the system. It's terrible. We're right into it. It's disgusting. Now, as we're doing all these weird things that are happening, we're being poisoned with sprays from the skies. We've got a dumbed-down population with the poisoned food that have been got. Been given, and that's all they've been given, and all the inoculations are given to. Our IQs have dropped officially from the United Nations statistics, and it's easier to push us into the next phase. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, folks. I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix. Talking about bioethics, this new farce of a cover, as I say, it truly is a farce of a cover. It sounds so wonderful, bioethics, like a biomorality. And basically, it's just eugenicism. Basically, that's all it is. And you must have a strange mind that would go and want to be that kind of, you know, I'm going to be a bioethics consultant. And what are you, but a personal judge over life and death? But as I say, they've been at this for an awful long time, and it goes back again to all the elites with their front men that have appeared down through history to the public, like Julian Huxley when he was head of the UNESCO, the United Nations organization, to do with bringing down populations and making sure children get their injections to really, really bring down the sperm count in the male, for instance. I just watched an little video from Horizon on the bisphenol A and the different xenoestrogens that are in your food and then the water and everything else. But they compared the sperm from guys at 50 with the ones who were born in the late 70s onwards. And the guy at 50 is going great guns, and the sperm are all healthy and swimming around like tadpoles. And the ones from pretty well all the young guys, for 25 years of age or whatever, so they're down to about one-tenth of them swimming about, and they have some of them, they're all deformed, two tails, and they're all deformed, literally. And at the time they hit 28, they're pretty well sterile, these guys. It's incredible. And they've known what they've been doing for an awful long time, because they had these massive meetings before the 50s to do with bringing down the population. And as I've always said, they don't have world meetings and then ask for volunteers. They just go ahead and do it. How can we bring it down? Here's the technique we shall use. And Julian Huxley, when he was head of the UN, said the same thing. UNESCO, he says, but we're not man off his pedestal as being the supreme creature on the planet. In other words, we have to bring ourselves down to think of ourselves just a lesser animal, basically. But you must let your betters decide if this lesser animal should live or die. Do they need you or not? Remember Bernard Shaw, that video I put up years ago. So you actually hear him and see him talking about this Fabian socialism, how when they rule the world, you'll have to come to them and ask them why they should let you live, because you must serve the greater good, etc. It's all real. It's all here today. Only they wear banking suits. They're not businessmen at the top, you see. This article here says, and this is right into Brave New World in an article I read a few weeks ago, Exogenesis. It says that every woman has an unlimited source of human eggs. Say, U.S. scientist whose research will turn the prevailing view of female reproductive biology on its head. It's long been thought a woman was born with all the eggs she would have. Scientists now have discovered stem cells in women of reproductive age that can produce eggs, providing a new avenue of treatment for female infertility. The fastest growing business, really, outside of being a banker and scamming the public, is infertility clinics. That's just what they are. In 2004, a study found stem cells in the ovaries of adult mice could give rise to viable eggs, but the authors faced a backlash from other scientists and people who contended that humans are not big mice, only if you're in Disneyland. The work has been repeated by others, and mouse stem cell-derived eggs have been shown to give rise to embryos after in vitro fertilization. Professor Jonathan Tilley from Harvard Medical School has now found similar cells in the ovaries of adult women. He injected some into immune-deficient mice to show the human stem cells would turn into viable eggs. They also could be made to mature outside of the body in vitro. The frozen ovary tissue came from Japanese women having a sex change. I didn't know the Japanese were gone down that bad. But it was actually not ethically or not legally feasible to put the new eggs back into a human. Professor Tilley said the research opened up the possibility that sometime in the future we may get to the point of actually having an unlimited source of human eggs. Now, they want to literally create brave new worlds with the classes that we bred into you. They'll breed it into your genes by taking certain ones out and replacing them with other ones. And little manual labouring types, and they'll have their alpha pluses and their betas and so on. And whenever you read articles like this, you know that they haven't stopped in animals. And higher levels, especially in the military level, they've done all this stuff they can't do anywhere else. They've done all this. They can make it go on and on and on. And that's where they are with us all, this Brave New World scenario. Quite something. We're living through amazing history, and yet most people don't really notice it. If they notice it at all, it's discovered from their minds when the next bit of info comes in, they delete it. It's just something else. And elites have never been so elite as they are today because they're so incredibly rich. And I think for about 30-odd years, the UN's always saying, the gap between the rich and the poor is widening until it's this vast chasm. They're still raking in the cash because we live in a corrupt society. From the bottom, you'll say it's corrupt. From the top, they say it's a natural society where psychopaths should rule. Being the top predators, they should rule it. They actually say that. So they can rationalize psychopathy amongst themselves quite easily. And thanks to Darwin. You see? And you find that the public are really... We've been financing corporations for well over 100 years with our tax money. Big corporations. When they have big projects, they get just cash grants from the government. Or they'll say, we're broke, and another cash bailout when they run ahead against them and they're back in the black and they're doing well. But you find it too with all the politicians who are natural psychopaths because they come from the same elite ruling group, you see. In the ancient days or old days or medieval days, in a rich, wealthy, noble family, you'd often find one or two of them, the sons would go into the military and he'd loot countries, go off in crusades and loot and get booty. Today, of course, their sons go, or the son, if he didn't like that, he'd go into a monastery or become a priest or something. He didn't have to start at the bottom, he'd become a bishop right off the bat. But today, the big bankers' sons and the big wealthy elite sons, corporate sons, they go into a whole bunch of different areas to do with government and governance, as I like to call it as well. But it says, wouldn't turbines bring in risk-free millions for rich landowners? At the time, I remember seeing it. This is a recent article about it in Britain. It's happening elsewhere too. And it says, the boom in onshore wind power, likened to a new industrial revolution, is being dominated by a small number of private landowners who will share around £1 billion in rental fees over the next 8 years. They gave all the contracts to the nobles and all the politicians, the lords, that are your government. You see, rental payments are secret by state property agents. Speaking in confidence to The Guardian, landowners can now expect £40,000 a year risk-free for each large turbine erected on their land. Those set to benefit include senior members of the royal family and the Forestry Commission in Wales and Scotland. Analysis of onshore wind power investment suggested that 13 gigawatts of energy anticipated by the government to be installed by 2020 will pay landowners upwards of £100 million a year in total rents, on top of the Economic Union farm subsidies they automatically receive for owning the land. They can't lose, can they? They run the EU Parliament, because all the elites, noble families and that at the top. And they run every country as well, all their parliaments. And then they give themselves all the contracts that the taxpayers end up funding and paying for. So according to agents in Scotland and Wales, competition for suitable land is escalating rents. Landowners can expect to be paid 5 to 6% annual turnover. The number of wind farms around £40,000 a year for each large 3-megawatt turbine. They see wind farms as a new farm subsidy, but they do not have to take any risks because the public pay all, you see. In return, landowners are offering communities around £1,000 per milliwatt installed, so they get the money back on the generation as well. Estate owners in Scotland, where 1,200 people own two-thirds of the land, have so far benefited the most. The Earl of Moray is thought to get around £2 million a year in rent from a 49-turbine wind farm on his Doonan estate in Perthshire, while the Duke of Roxburgh stands to make more than £1.5 million a year from his 48-turbine Falago rig development in Lammermuir Hills. And the Earl of Seafield, Britain's seventh-largest landowner, would be paid around £120,000 a year from turbines on his Bamfordshire estate. The Earl of Glasgow, a Liberal Democrat peer, has 14 wind turbines on his Kelburn estate, so could earn upwards of £300,000 a year. And, of course, just like the U.S., since they make all the rules and to do with the military and all the rest of it, they get all the inside information on where to invest their cash, insider trading, in other words, too. You try that, they'll put you in the slammer. But they pass laws so they can do it. And here's the proof of it right here. That's the system you live in. That's the system you vote for. That's the system you keep voting for the same damn system and keep going. And you never catch on, do you? You never will, actually. Most of you never, ever will. Another article, too, on global dimming. I'll put that up tonight as well. This is for dim environmentalists, to do with the heavy spraying we're getting. Opposite that, you've got the Navy unleashes its electromagnetic railgun. A new electromagnetic railgun. Big sci-fi thing. I wonder how much that costs us all outside of the lab. It says, the Navy trotted out images and a few short videos of this devastating electromagnetic railgun blowing a fiery hole in a target at the Naval Surface Warfare Center in Dahlgren, Virginia. And a new, longer video has been made to make the rounds. Whereas previous testing had taken place in the lab, this video indicates the Navy has moved the technology one step closer to combat. For the uninitiated, a railgun fires projectiles using electricity instead of chemical propellants. Magnetic fields created by strong electrical currents accelerate a sliding metal conductor between two rails to launch projectiles at about 7,200 to 9,000 kilometers per hour, compared to perhaps 5,400 kilometers per hour for a conventional gun. By equipping rail guns rather than standard artillery, the Navy could eliminate the hazards of having high explosives on board the ships. I wouldn't want to be inside that field of electromagnetic radiation. But that's where your tax money goes. The big plans for the future, you have for the elite, you understand, because that's what the system's for, is to preserve them. As they bump you off and convince you to abort your children. Or, how old's the child? Well, 2.5. I think, well, do you want to just kill it? Okay. Yeah. That's what life's come down to at the bottom, dirt cheap. And then when that happens, there's no hope for anybody, folks. Nobody stands up for you now. That's what Wells wanted. We're here. We're there. We've arrived. We've arrived. In Britain, too, being the good... You know, I think it wasn't Francis Bacon. It was another lord in Britain who actually said that the British were the most obedient people that any king could hope to have. Doesn't matter what you did to them, taxing them, beating them, or whatever. Didn't matter. They just put up with it. And actually, it was Moore who said that. And it says, we're the fuel tax capital of Europe. The British are the most taxed people in the world. We're catching up elsewhere, mind you. Because Canada's just decided to put its new higher taxes, its value tax, or GST, on all food as well. Because everybody else is doing it, so why don't we do it too? You understand, we're global. But in Britain, they're paying 60% tax, they call it a duty, and value-added tax on gasoline, petrol. So 60% of every gallon, basically, is taxes. And they're going to put it up again, up. And they say nothing. Oh, dear, it's terrible. How are we going to get by? They've been plundered by the banks like the States and every other country. And all the con artists. Then they go plundered again by the governments, giving cash to the banks, who'd stashed away all the loot before and said that the banks' vaults were empty. So we paid that all to them. And the public get nothing except misery. And they put up with it. And they'll vote again. So the next guy comes along, good psychopath, who feels their pain, you know, and says all the right things. As long as they say the right things, that's all it takes to get them in. You know, never learn. There's only one system here, you understand. And it doesn't matter if it's a left or a right or an upper or down wing that's running. It's running for that system. And that system is not for you. It's rather obvious, isn't it? I hope. I really hope it's obvious to you all. Mystery virus kills thousands of lambs. First it was the cattle they went for, although they killed lots of pigs and everything else when they had the so-called mad cow disease in the UK. And now mystery virus kills thousands of lambs. And it says thousands of lambs have been killed by a new virus that is threatening the survival of many British farms. The Schmallenberg virus causes lambs to be born dead or with serious deformities such as fused limbs and twisted necks, which mean they cannot survive. Scientists are urgently trying to find out how the disease, which also affects cattle, more than spread to, spreads and how to fight it as the numbers of farms affected increases by the day. So you understand, too, the system you have to go into for you lot, like at the bottom, that's most of you, you see, is to be vegetarian only. The big boys have said this repeatedly, that you're going to be on a vegetarian diet. And not any old vegetarian diet, but you see a genetically engineered vegetarian diet. Well, soaked with pesticides to bring you down faster, you understand. They're very practical at the top. Very practical. So anyway, it says so far, 74 farms across southern and eastern England have been hit by the virus, which arrived in this country in January. 1,000 farms in Europe have reported cases since the first signs of the virus were seen in the German town of Schmallenberg last summer. So it must be a new thing if they've given it, because they've called it after that town's name. And so it's probably been made in a lab, just like mad cow was made in a lab. Bring down the protein supply, and you've got the people at your mercy. Quite simple, isn't it? War, remember, war. You ever look at the old Yale Skull and Bone Society, where they have the war room, and you ever wonder who that they're at war with? This is for the elite families. And their offspring for perpetuity, always to be in charge, making war on everything outside of them until they totally control everything. That's what war is. And here's another con, just to touch on it. Justice Department conducting criminal LIBOR probe. This is another banking scam. Never heard of it before. It says the Justice Department has conducted a criminal probe into whether the world's biggest banks manipulate a global benchmark rate, according to a person familiar with the situation. But the Justice Department's inquiry into how the London Interbank Offered Rate, or also called LIBOR, is set, had been known. The criminal aspect of the probe was not. A criminal inquiry underscores the serious nature of the worldwide investigation, includes regulators and law enforcement agencies in the US, Canada, Japan, and the UK. LIBOR is set every day in London for 10 currencies for a range of maturities. The rate is supposed to reflect the rate at which banks lend to one another. Dollar LIBOR, for example, is calculated after 18 banks submit the cost to borrow dollars. Overnight, they can scam billions of bucks, and they have been doing it. Back with more after this break.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, folks. I'm back, cutting through the matrix, and we'll take callers as Darren from Ireland. Are you there, Darren?
Hello, Ivan. How are you today?
Not too bad.
I had a chat with a Franciscan monk in my small town, and cathedral that's here, I had a funny kind of crest of arms, and it was very similar to the Florence, the Medici family's crest of arms. And I was actually over in Florence, and talk about a city of debt that is one country for debt over hundreds of years. But I had a chance to go through the Medici's museum that they have there, and I always wonder what them six balls in their family crest meant. And they were showing a lot of the museums had books and that. And in the book, on one of the covers, it actually kind of showed what I thought it could have been. It showed the five balls on, or the six balls, sorry, on a map of the world, on each corner of the world. And I thought it was pretty funny because in some of the rooms in the museum, they have these massive maps, a whole room full of maps, even huge two-ton, three-ton steel balls of maps of the world that some of them date back to about the 1500s. And I thought it was pretty funny because America wasn't discovered that long before that, and these had full drawn maps of the world.
Yeah.
And another thought as well, in regards to the maps of the world, I was reading the book on the South American kingdoms there, and the Incas had an extremely similar system to the Romans, and it was pure socialist. I mean, it was amazing to see that a system supposedly completely divided from the rest of the world had a complete socialist system running there, and they didn't have money. They had like a tribute system, so I don't know if you know much about that, but...
Oh, yeah. The thing is, too, I mean, there's no doubt about it. As Professor Barry Fells, amongst others, from Harvard University, actually came out with his books on America, B.C., and there's no doubt about it, they found a lot of these stones around, especially New England area, to show that the Phoenicians and other groups had been here long, long before. And there's no doubt about it, too, there was trading going on. And there's even a cathedral in Wales where they have stained glass windows going back about to the 11th century. And they've got porcupines in it, which you only get in America, things like that. It's just astonishing, all obviously, the ancient transportation and communication they had between continents and so-called ancient times and even prehistoric times to do with standing stones. There's no doubt about it. They've always been back and forth. But it's almost like they left. I mean, the Incas took it over from the Aztecs, and the Aztecs really devised the kind of system. The Incas were more primitive in a sense, who moved into a lot of these cities and took them over time. And they even had a separate tribe which they grew up just to feed on, you know, kind of like today, is going to feed on us. So nothing changes. You've always got an elite with a... red carpets and fancy feathers and all that kind of stuff, and the peasants down below who are taught and trained to worship them because they're so incredibly wealthy at the top. So there's much, much more to South America, Latin America. Let me see, Columbus, again, he married the daughter of the heads of masonry for Spain. And look at Piri's map too. Piri's map in the 1500s, early 1500s or late 1400s. They've got the whole of Antarctica mapped as well, and Latin America. That's from Hamish and myself. Sorry to Daniel in the UK and France from North Carolina and Jane from Ontario. They try tomorrow. From Hamish and myself, Ontario, Canada, it's been nice to meet your God, where your gods go with you.
The next round